What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Early Risers Podcast. This is Thursday Thoughts. I hope you enjoy. What's up, everybody? Skylar Deem here, founder of Early Risers and habit and performance coach. And in this week's Thursday Thoughts, I want to speak about regrets. Now, as human beings, we all go through life with some sort of regrets. You know, the definition of regrets is a feeling of sadness, repentance, or disappointment over something that has happened or been done. You know, when a lot of people think of regrets, including me, I used to think that they were just wishing you could change something you did. And I always used to say, you know, I don't have any regrets. I'm in this spot for a reason. It's fine. But regret is just, you know, you're just sad about something that happened. It's not necessarily wishing that you never did it. It's just that you're upset. You feel a negative way about something that you've done in the past. And regrets are very tricky things. They are very beneficial things. They're things that when you make them, you should be grateful for. And I hopefully you'll understand that in a little bit if you don't now. But they're part of life. They're learning experiences. There are ways for us to change something that may not have meant that much to us in the past. Now, my outlook on regrets is pretty simple. I think that you can learn from your regrets. I think that you can be upset. You can wish you didn't do them. But when it comes down to it, you can't change them. So there's three different steps that I really think are necessary when it comes to dealing with regrets. Now, again, I want to emphasize it's not necessarily wishing that you could change these things. It's not thinking back, you know, to I wish I did things differently or I wish things didn't happen this way. It's not dwelling on the past. It's not constantly thinking about those, letting them really ruin your days. But it is understanding them. First of all, first things first, when you deal with regrets, it's your job to learn from them. You know, as human beings, we make mistakes. We do things that we later wish we wouldn't. We do things that affect us and the others around us in a negative way. And when we do those things, the biggest thing that we have to do is learn from them. We have to take situations where things went bad, where things happened that we really wish didn't, and we have to make sure that they don't happen again. You know, maybe you said something super insulting to one of your close family members or friends. Maybe you treated a certain person a certain way. Maybe you lied or talked behind a friend's back. Maybe you stole something. All of these things are things that shouldn't be done. But when they are, if they are, you need to learn from them. You know, you need to see how bad that thing that you did hurt you and hurt the people around you. And use that as a learning experience to not do those things again. You know, there's no point in having such a huge regret and then learning nothing from it. There's no point in doing something that you later wish you could take back and then doing that over and over and over again. So the first thing you have to do when you have some sort of regret, when you do something that you don't want to do, is you have to learn from it. The second thing you have to do is you got to try to make it right. Whenever you do something that, you know, leaves you feeling sad, leaves you feeling upset, it is in your best interest to try to make that right in some way. Now, there are a lot of regrets out there that you cannot make right. You know, there are things that you can say or do that you just can't take back. But it's in your best interest to make that right with either the person that you affected or, more importantly, yourself. You know, it's really a good idea to go out there and try to make amends with the person that you affected in a negative way. So say you lied to someone's face, and later they found out, and they are just crazy upset about you. You can do your best to apologize. And maybe that helps, maybe it doesn't, depending how insulting or how bad of a thing that you committed. But it's in your best interest to apologize, to try to make things right in some way. You know, for example, if you stole from someone, it's in your best interest to not only apologize, but pay them back. If you can get that thing back to them, do it. If you can't, try to replace it with something else. That is going to help ease your mind. That's going to help you not dwell on something that you did. because if you feel as if you've made things right, regardless or not if the other person does, you know, yes, if they feel that you made things right, that helps, but you can't control them. So if they don't, it's up to you to make you feel right, to feel like you did the right things to pay back that debt. And then finally, the third thing you need to do is you just need to accept these regrets. You know, you've learned from them, you've tried to make things right, but at this point in time, there's nothing else you can do about the situation. You did something wrong, it happened, whether it was a mistake or on purpose, it happened. There's nothing you can do about it, and the worst thing you can do is dwell on that and continue to dwell on that until it takes a toll on your mental health, until it continues to make you upset. It's in your best interest to ask yourself, can I do something about this? And when the answer is no, when it's in the past, something that you can't change, you just have to accept it. You have to take those other two things. You have to learn from it, and you have to make it right, or try to make it right, and then accept it. Accept it as something that happened. Accept it as something that can't change, and do your best to move on. When you cling on to these regrets, when you dwell on these things that you wish you didn't do, they're going to affect you in a negative way. And there's no use getting all that worry, getting all that stress, and just really focusing on the bad things when there's nothing you can do about it. You know, why dwell on something? Why put yourself through that physical and emotional torture if there's nothing you can do? It's in your best interest whenever you have a regret in life, no matter how big or how small, to really take the time to learn from it, to try to make things right, and then to accept it. And yes, there are things that you can go and do all these three things, and they're still going to be affecting you. They're still going to be clinging to your memory, and they're still going to stress you out from time to time, make you upset from time to time. But that's life. You know, we are not perfect. We are very imperfect. And when we do these things, sometimes they're just going to cling on to us. And it is in our best interest to do everything that we can to move on. I hope that helps. If you have any huge regrets laying over you right now, I really recommend you take the time to work through it. You know, journal about it, try to make things right, try to accept it. And hopefully that can stop affecting you. Hopefully that's not going to tug you down as much. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for watching and listening. I hope this helped in some shape or form. As always, keep killing it, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Thursday Thoughts. I appreciate you. I will be sure to talk to you next time, and make sure that, as always, you keep killing it. Take care.